Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we are extra live today.
What's that mean?
For those of you who only received the Saturday show, you don't know that we've been at Porchfest pretty much for half of the week. We've done two shows.
This Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I was going to get there. The Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by the Free State Project, of which we are members. And Porcfest has been going on all week long. We've been here since Thursday night broadcasting live. Tonight we're out under the main tent as we were last night. Surrounded, again, by all kinds of wonderful, liberty-loving people. It is really just a fantastic group of individuals who are amazing. They are the best activists in the world. I feel confident in making that statement. We're going to talk more about the Free State Project. We'll, of course, talk more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to have interesting people in on our third microphone here, and the phone lines are open for you, as always, at 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump right into the phone calls. Rich is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Rich.
You guys enjoying Pork Fest?
It's awesome up here. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to share a nifty little thought that I ran across today while I was coming home from doing some shopping. I found myself behind a car with a rather interesting bumper sticker on it.
Okay.
It kind of surprised me that this person had the audacity, and especially in this day and age, to actually put this on their car. It said, "The war on drugs is over. The drugs won."
Well, I guess, yes, by default. I mean, the drugs themselves didn't even have to do anything. They're inanimate objects, and they still won against a government with billions of dollars at its disposal and an almost unlimited amount of troops.
But I just thought you and your listeners would get a kick out of that.
Well, any sort of anti-drug war bumper sticker, I'm always a fan of. So good on that person to have the courage to put that on their car, because it could certainly get them targeted by some unruly police officers.
Yeah,
any other thoughts?
Any of that going on?
Rich, any other thoughts tonight?
Oh, no, just wanted to share that with you.
Cool, man. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joined by our first guest for the evening, Representative Dan Itza from, I don't know, you're somewhere in New Hampshire. Where are you from, Dan?
I am from Fremont and represent Epping and Fremont.
Okay, excellent. And when I heard your name, it rang a bell, and I realized I'd heard you on the Gardner Goldsmith show, which means he was either having you on to tear you apart or having you on as a good friend. And I believe it was the good friend one.
It is the good friend.
So Dennis Goddard from the Liberty Alliance, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org, brought you over here to sit you down and talk to us about freedom and presumably attaining it through the political process as you are a representative. What before we get into the conversation, just for my edification, what is your New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rating? Do you know?
A+.
A+, okay. Very good. I was going to turn him away if he was a C or less. So we have our standards around here. And,
well, it's quite a liberal grade. A+ is 90% or better, which I'll take that.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. So, Dan, you've been involved in the political process here in New Hampshire, and you've seen this influx. We're going to talk, obviously, more about the Free State Project, but you're here at Porcupine Freedom Festival. You're surrounded by an incredible group of activists, and you've been watching, I guess, as these activists have filtered in and started to get involved at various different levels, both, of course, political and outside of that. What's your take on all of this?
I think it is one of the healthiest things I have ever seen. When the Free State Project first announced that they were going to be choosing a state, I was hoping that it would be New Hampshire, because I welcome political activism, even if they don't agree with me. I think that they are infusing a lot of liveliness to the process, and I am excited about the number of candidates who have moved to this state that are now qualified to run for representative and are.
Would you say that they have perhaps maybe begun to tip the scales back toward liberty? I mean, certainly the things have been going in a more pro-government direction in New Hampshire up until recently, but it seems the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance specifically has done a real good job of sort of mobilizing the troops, if you will, and bringing them out to oppose some real egregious anti-liberty legislation.
I would say that they have brought in a new group of vibrant activists. We have had a growing liberty movement in New Hampshire. Well, through the 8 years that I've been rep, we've seen the number of liberty-minded representatives grow from 60 my first term to 90 the second term, and the last two terms it's been about 125. So there's been a steady growth, but they have added a new life's blood to the process.
Absolutely.
And that's what's vitally important. In any battle, you need reinforcements.
And that's who these people are, and they, of course, are totally peaceful reinforcements as well. This is not a violent movement. They're the nicest group of people. Is this your first time out at Porcupine Freedom Festival, or have you been before?
It's the first time that I've been able to make it.
Wow.
I have a very disabled son, so being able to organize the time on a weekend to come to such an event.
Have you ever in your history, you said you've been doing being a representative for 8 years in your political history here in New Hampshire, have you ever been to an event quite like this with these sorts of people around? Is this unprecedented or what?
Well, first of all, I'd say that a lot of the people that are here are people I've met in other circles.
Yeah.
So it's not like a... Probably half the vendors are people that I know from other events or other organizations that I'm a member of. So it's not that odd, and I'm political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, okay.
It's not a new group of people for me.
Fantastic. Well, certainly there are a bunch of new people here, a lot of people visiting for the first time, and it's inevitable you won't be able to meet them all because there are so many of them. I mean,
and that's the exciting thing. The exciting thing is to give these people the real knowledge, heart knowledge, that we need them to move here and bolster our ranks.
Absolutely. And they are, and I think that when they come here, I know that there are a couple people, and I'm hoping we can pull them in later. Michael and Amy, they came for Pork Fest, and they're staying. They didn't plan on staying, but they love it here so much. Of course, it's a beautiful place. Beyond all the wonderful people, it's a great place to live. But they love it here so much, they're not going home. This is now, they've decided that as of Pork Fest, New Hampshire is their home, and it's that sort of decisive attitude. Not necessarily jumping into something you aren't expecting, because certainly people with more... assets, for instance, have more planning to do. We know a guy, Brian Travis, who moved here recently. He's got a family and a business and everything. It's going to take him 4 trips to get here, but he's coming. And the more, the merrier, really.
And they're not unique. From what I understand, every Pork Fest, there are a number of people who simply get here and never go home.
That's right. They put down their roots immediately, and it's an amazing place to be, amazing people around here.
Dan, you're a representative. Are you a Republican or Democrat?
I am a Republican.
Okay.
Because, you know, I read the Republican platform, and I agree with probably 95% of what's on it.
It just doesn't seem like the Republicans do.
That's the problem.
In this state, however.
They're a little better here, but...
Well, I'm referring to the state Republican platform. As far as the national Republican platform, it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
What matters to me is state politics and taking back the state for freedom.
I'm with you.
I like what you said there about the federal government not mattering. It doesn't matter to me either. In fact, I'd like to get out of it completely. How do you feel about secession, Representative Itzen?
First of all, if you were going to secede, you have to draw the line in the sand first. And I put in a resolution like that this year that said that for the United States to surrender our sovereignty to a supranational government such as a North American Union
or UN
is patently unconstitutional. Once you've drawn the line in the sand, then if they do it, then you have the ground to take a further action. It's just like the first thing that happened wasn't the Declaration of Independence. There were a number of preceding lines in the sand.
Yeah. You know, I hope that the political guys can actually make that happen from the state level, but I think what we might see happen first is personal secession, where individuals just begin to withdraw their consent from the federal government, and I think if we have enough people doing that, the political secession will just follow in its footsteps.
Well, my hope is to gain enough stance that we can make the federal government stand up and take notice. And tell them that we aren't going to withstand their fooling around.
No more obeying. Dan, thanks for coming on the program.
Before we go,
we don't have time for that. More coming up. You can take control. We are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this is your show. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. I see, Mark, you're on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system right now. There are over 350,000 posts to surf around through. There's a lot of stuff to read and get interactive with the 2,000 listeners there. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get involved with that. It's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you tonight by SACL CAI. Big thanks to Jason Osborne, his dad, and the rest of the crew over at SACL CAI. for being behind the program and doing some great collections work. Mark, do you want to tell a little bit more about SACL?
You know, if you've got collections that needs to be done for your business, SACL can collect in all 50 states. They handle all kinds of accounts receivable, and they collect with respect. They don't say mean things to the people that owe you money or anything like that. They just try to get your bills collected, and they try to do it in the nicest way possible so that, well, you can keep those clients.
So there's a lot of calls here rolling in. It is, of course, the live Saturday edition, and we will take your calls about anything. In addition, we are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, so inevitably we are going to have interesting people here, hopefully coming up to the third microphone talking to us about various different things. Of course, included in all those things is what's been going on here at Porkfest all week, and I guess it's wrapping up. I mean, this is the last night. We're here, and we'll probably be leaving at some time tomorrow. But in the meantime, we are going to enjoy ourselves, Mark, because this entire time has been fantastic. We have been attending three times as much Porkfest. Last year, we only broadcast for one night. This year, this is our third night live on the air. And just, you know, real quick, some reflections, because I know we're going to get distracted and talk about other stuff here tonight, Mark. Your reflections on Porkfest, or Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008.
You know, I've just enjoyed being around a bunch of people that believe in freedom as strongly as I do. And, you know, having the conversations that those sorts of people have about, you know, how the world would be a better place if we were more free. I know that America...
How about when we're more free?
Yeah, when we're more free. And yeah, I know America's the land of the free, but it's been getting less free progressively. Every year, the government gets bigger and bigger. And who's the enemy of freedom? The government.
Yeah.
Well, who else could not make you free? I suppose there could be a violent gang of thugs.
Yeah. There
could be other gangs. But, you know, currently the one that I'm dealing with is, well, it's the government.
Yeah. So I have to say it's been an incredible experience. I love being out here with these people. There are hundreds of like-minded, pro-liberty people all over the place. You can hear the music in the background, like with last night. There's bands up there. There's going to be another bonfire here tonight. Of course, the SACL CAI Fun Tent with free libations is going to be going on all night long, and it has been all day. It's just been a wonderful opportunity to socialize and meet with some amazing people, people that really love freedom. And if that's something that really strikes your fancy, the idea of maybe even moving together with these people, and I don't mean on a compound or something like that. I mean all across the state, the beautiful state of New Hampshire. That's what the Free State Project is about. It's about getting the best activists or finding activists who are wanting to be more active and getting people up here and turning them into activists and setting them loose to say, hey, do whatever it is that you want. There's nobody that's giving out orders here. The only thing the Free State Project exists for is to spread the idea of people moving to New Hampshire for more liberty. Now, if you don't love liberty, and that means liberty, the caveat, see, is that you have to let other people be free if you want to be free, right? You have to allow others to live their life how they want, as long as they aren't hurting people.
Liberty isn't you doing what you want to do and other people doing what you tell them to do. That's not liberty. That's
right.
What politicians do.
Right. So if you agree with liberty for everybody, then you need to be here and you need to be researching and checking out the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org,
you know,
and learn more.
Their tagline is liberty in our lifetime. And I think you can be pretty sure that there's not going to be a shrinking of government. If you're a small government individual, you believe...
Where you are, you mean, if you're not in New
Correct.
Hampshire?
Well, period. In America at all.
Yeah.
I think that the Free State Project is the only hope for America.
Right.
It's my firm, firm belief. If you believe in small government, you talk about small government with people at parties or, you know, in your daily life. Well, I can tell you that even Ronald Reagan, who is the standard bearer of small government for many Republicans out there, the government grew even under Ronald Reagan.
Sure
now,
did.
I'll grant you that he had a Democratic Congress
signed those bills.
And a Democratic Senate, but, you know, the military, it's not just bureaucrats on one side, it's bureaucrats on the other. There's, you know, if your bureaucrat's carrying a gun, that doesn't make them, you know, gods. They're not perfect. They're not even efficient. So bureaucrats with guns are just as inefficient as bureaucrats without.
It's just a little more dangerous. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. More coming up about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll talk to some more activists, but let's talk first to Ed, listening in Fort Lauderdale on WFTL. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind?
Nothing. You know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, and you guys are just as wacky tonight as ever.
Wacky folks.
You're out there at this Woodstock for, I don't know, paranoid schizophrenics, I guess, where you're wearing.
There are a few of those around, I can tell you that. There are a handful of paranoids here.
You guys are all worried that the government is encroaching on every aspect of your life. And
well, I don't have to be worried, sir. No, no, there's no worry involved here. I mean,
which aspect are you saying the government hasn't encroached on?
That's what governments do, sir. They take people's money by threat of force. That's all it's about, and that needs to stop.
That's called paying for things like and, you know, services that the
tell you what. You offer your services.
Wait, before you go on. It's not a service if you make me pay for it. That's not a service.
That's an extraction.
So why not pay for it? I mean, listen, there is no free lunch.
No one's asking for a free lunch. We're just asking to voluntarily pay for the things we want to pay for.
Rhodes is such an easy thing to go to, Ed. But we had Rhodes long before the government got this large.
How about the police?
You go ahead and pay for your own military and police.
Okay, military. I'll give you out that one. Since, excluding the Pacific Theater of the World War II, can you tell me a war that's been about defending freedom?
Iraqi freedom? Who's in Iraq
not,
right
it's
now?
It's not my freedom. I had to pay for that. What does Afghanistan have to do about my freedom?
Well, wasn't a city in the country that you live in attacked on September 11th? Don't you think?
Not by Afghanistan. Not by Iraq. They were attacked by some terrorists.
Taliban and Al Qaeda that were harboring them in Afghanistan. So
I'm sure it really helped that the U.S. military was invaded all
around the world. I don't know if you remember correctly, but the Taliban didn't have anything to do with Al-Qaeda. They just refused to turn over Osama bin Laden because they didn't have him. As a matter of fact, we haven't found him yet. And this goes to show just how inefficient this military is, because we went into Afghanistan, 2002? Where the hell is Osama bin Laden?
Listen, we can't find people in this country. Remember Eric Rudolph, the guy who was running around North Carolina blowing up abortion clinics? We couldn't find him for how many years in America?
I'm not going to pay for this inefficient nonsense. I'm not going to pay for it. I do want protection services. I do want fire services, and I'm willing to pay for those things. But I'm only willing to do it on a voluntary basis. Don't threaten me, sir. Who do you think you are?
I mean, what I'm telling you is, you live in a country, America, where we all, you know, you guys, listen, I think it's great that you want to get involved. You want to go to porcupine festivals.
We are there, actually.
Running for office or getting people elected that feel the way you do.
Explain that here in a moment. Ed, hang on. I'll bring you back, dude. I'm going to give Ed another shake here in a moment. More with Ed in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, if you want to get on with Ed, you're welcome to dial in at 800-259-9231. We are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. BalanceBracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are there, and they're free. So enjoy those on us. Those features include updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I promise I haven't been drinking yet today, Mark. I promise.
It's the pizza.
Yeah, that was the pizza. Anyway, we're out here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. More discussion about that, but Ed is still on the line in Fort Lauderdale listening on WFTL. Ed, you're back on Free Talk Live now. This Ed, from my understanding, is not a big fan. You're not a big fan of freedom, right? You like big government. You like taxes.
Because I don't want to sit around and drink with a bunch of paranoid maniacs in a field.
That's all we do is just drink all day and all night, Ed. What are you talking about, you nut job?
Listen, I joined the United States Army to defend my country. I also am an active participant in the Republican Party in my local town here. I also try and get people elected in the state of Florida who I think are going to do things, for the people of my state.
How's that? So, Ed, now you believe in small government, right? You're a Republican,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes,
now, you noticed we had, in 2000 to 2006, we had nothing but Republicans in the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. How much did the government shrink in that amount of time?
A lot of those gentlemen let us down. I agree with that. But you know what? When you talk about
There's no accountability.
When you talk about government growing in that time span, you got to remember one of the largest sectors of government that grew was Homeland Security. You're talking about something that didn't exist before.
It's an abject failure. Homeland Security is an abject failure.
Have we been attacked here on American soil since 2001?
Do you know how many guns, bombs, and bomb parts that the TSA misses that its red team itself checks
tries to
get through?
None of them blew up airplanes, I can tell you that.
You know, they didn't blow up airplanes on 9/11. They used them as weapons to fly into buildings. And I can tell you that Americans will not allow that to happen again. If I saw somebody with a box cutter trying to take over a plane, I think I would know what was going on this time rather than just landing off in Havana for the afternoon. You know?
Now, calm down a second here.
What are you going to do when somebody tries to set up a dirty bomb in one of our cities?
I'm certainly not going to look to the government to keep me safe. That's for damn sure. No, I'm not going to look for the government to keep me safe. I would rather have the marketplace come up with ways to
I'd rather have my freedom than worry about a dirty bomb.
And besides that, you know what? Ed, the government is the one that's out there threatening people in America. It's the government that's out there threatening people with jail cells if they don't participate. Huh? You and me, everybody in America is under threat of a jail cell if they don't obey these government
Every
people.
Time you sign They're your IRS form, it's a threat. Every time you sign it, it says that, you know, anything you say in here isn't true, you get 5 years in prison. That's not a threat?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not interested in paying for people that will threaten people.
You need to pay your taxes. Now, I agree that
you
need to be
paying Or else what, Ed? What are you going
to
do about it?
Or go to jail.
Exactly. Those people are criminals.
Land of the free, baby. Land of the free.
Thanks for the call, Ed. Appreciate it, bud. Thanks. 800-259-9231. It seems clear to me. Look, I understand the whole terrorism scare thing, right? I understand. But as you said, Mark, I'd rather have freedom and take my damn chances. Besides, the reason why the 9/11 thing happened is because the main reason, and this is from what Osama bin Laden himself said, is because the U.S., and I'm paraphrasing, the U.S. government's military has been occupying other people's countries and killing people.
Specifically the Middle East. Osama bin Laden likely wants to be a ruler in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, the only way that he's ever going to kick out his brother, Hassan, is by getting rid of the troops that managed to keep Hassan in place. And those troops are not entirely Saudi Arabian. There's a good deal of them that are Americans. So Americans who fought a war against a king over 200 years ago are now supporting one. That's just sick to me.
Yeah, I cannot pay, in good conscience, cannot pay for the killing of innocent people around the world. I can't. And, you know, if Ed wants to throw me in a jail cell for it, then that's the right place for me, because good people should not be putting their money behind people doing evil things. And I'm sorry, these government people in the so-called name of freedom are doing things I fundamentally disagree with. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I'm thankfully not like that caller I used to be, but I went through this rocket science process called Educated and got informed. And, you know, I'm on the best side now, the side of liberty. I had a question towards, I put a posting on the bulletin board system about building Gulch's, Gulch Gulch.
Yeah.
And I just had a question in regard, what would a good free market response be to zoning laws?
Well, ignoring them, I think, would be nice.
You know, a lot of, at least up here in New Hampshire, I didn't pay much attention to zoning when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, a couple of years ago. But mostly, I would say ignoring them. You know, a lot of people...
Or move to Grafton. There are no zoning laws there.
I've seen a few people just violate the zoning rules, and you know, the zoning board just kind of says, oh, okay, well, you can do that. And, you know...
Who do they think they are? They think they own everybody's property and have dominion over it, all of the little details, and all they ever do is add more and more and more rules and restrictions.
But Ian, without zoning, somebody's liable to move a pig farm in next to my house.
Right.
Buy the property next to your house. And that's how you deal with
that. Well, first off, economics kind of out. Pig farms need
if you live in a larger area
of land. You know, they need land. Land can't be so expensive as it is in a neighborhood where, you know, there are a bunch of houses.
Yep.
Pig farmers need a little extra land.
Where are the pig farms in Houston? That place is almost completely unzoned.
Right. Houston has almost no zoning laws. It's one of the top 10 largest cities in America has almost no zoning laws, and they don't have pig farms in town.
Yep. No doubt about it. Mark, any other thoughts?
Well, what about, I guess, you know, this issue gets down to, you know, local politics. No, what about, like, a factory that moves in right next door to a neighborhood? How would something like that work? I mean, if the homeowner said, you know, we don't want this factory here, well, you don't have any say-so, that's private property, you know, how would that kind of thing work? I mean...
Well, it does happen, and you can go most towns, you'll find that there are houses next to factories and industrial areas. But once again,
for the workers to live,
industrial areas, and sometimes the owners of the industries, but industrial areas need larger bits of land than because you know what it costs for your house there. It's probably $200,000 for that plot of land in your house in your neighborhood. When you start talking about little plots of land that are $200,000 a piece, and then you knock down the houses to build a factory, it's getting darn expensive. It's a lot easier just to go outside of town a little ways, get a larger piece of land, and build your factory.
And either
so
way,
economics tends to keep these things from
even
happening.
Even if that happened, though, even if that happened, the market would quickly solve that problem. People would see, entrepreneurs would see, huh, people like Mark are upset that these industries are coming near their neighborhoods, so we'll just buy larger plots of land and guarantee that we'll never sell this sort of surrounding barrier land outside it, and you'll never have to worry about that. That would be very easily solved.
Right. Stefan Molyneux, I think his name is?
Yeah, he's an interesting character. We've actually had him on the show a couple of times. He hosts a podcast on the Internet, I think, called Free Domain Radio. And he talks a lot about philosophy, and I think he's a pretty valuable dude to have in the freedom movement.
Yeah, I was emailing him. He's going to be writing a book about it. It's called, like, Everyday or Market Anarchy, something like that. But he was talking about
the difference I have with Stefan. I'm sorry. I just want to say the difference I have with Stefan, we agree on a lot, but he has what he calls a multi-generational approach to liberty. I'm not interested in waiting a generation. I think we need to have liberty in our lifetime, and it can happen, and it's happening here in New Hampshire, and of course the Free State Project is a part of that impetus. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was just saying, I was emailing him about some stuff he had on his website. It was pretty interesting about, like, the, you know, I guess, you know, it's you had the audio podcast for the Tannehill's book. Yeah, Market for Liberty, like a totally free market response to the government that we have today. And he was talking about, like, environmental pollution and that there would be insurance companies and they'd contract out to other businesses that would come in, you know, use, like, the Six Sigma system and kind of analyze and respond to the environmental problems that a company might have.
Yeah, I think there would be a nice role for insurance companies in a free market future. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'd buy fire insurance, for instance.
People want to be insured against the bad things in life. It doesn't take government.
All right, we continue here. More calls are on the line. If you're holding on, we will get to you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Broadcasting live from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. If you've been online before, certainly you know Amazon. You probably shop there. They are the world's largest internet retailer with 41 categories to shop in, all kinds of stuff. The prices are great, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, by the way, we are broadcasting. You'll hear some noise in the background. We're broadcasting live from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll be talking more about that as the night goes on. But we go first to your calls and talk to Javier in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Listening on WFTL.
How are you? Listen, I'm first-time caller. I just want to make a comment on your second-last caller, Ed, from, I think, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You guys were talking about, I guess, why we haven't caught Osama bin Laden or any we have a failed policy. Is that am I correct?
Yeah, well, that's about right. Yeah, haven't caught Osama bin Laden. I'm not out looking for him, so it's them.
Right. Well, I just want to make a comment. You guys are great. I have never heard two more ignorant knuckleheads like you guys in my life. Of course, we're still on the war. We're on the war path against these clowns. You know what?
Who's we?
If we don't find them, us being the United States of America.
Wait, what does that mean?
We. Who are we? Say you and I.
Wait.
Us.
No, we're not on a war path. Wait, let me make something clear. I'm not on the war path against anybody, dude. So don't include me in
the nation. You're part of the nation.
No, I'd rather not be. Thank you very much. I'm part of me and my life.
Move.
What's a nation exactly?
Move. Our nation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is your nation? Can you define that?
We live in the United States of America. Last time I checked, we were a nation, and I belong to it just like you and you and the next.
When did you join the nation? When did you join it?
You know what? I was proud to be born in it.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been in the nation. You're part of the nation just like me.
Do you think it's fair that somebody just says, you're part of this nation? Does that sound free to you?
Absolutely.
How do you know I'm not part of my own nation? How do you know I'm not part of my own nation called New Freeland, and it's a nation of one, and I don't have to be part of your nation? How about that?
I think the nation that you belong to is on the left fringe, you know, and that's fine. You teach
the left. Now we're on the left, Mark.
Yeah,
we've been on the right. We've been on the left. Whatever.
I thought I was an ultra-conservative.
You know what? You are, but you're an embarrassment, really, to ultra-conservatives, because really what's coming out of your mouth is almost borderline hateful. You know, we're doing what we have. Hello?
Who's we?
We're still here.
Okay.
But now, who do we hate exactly? Go ahead. Who do we hate?
Who do we hate? I guess you guys hate the whole nation because you're saying that
we're
inept. We're saying
let me make something clear, sir. I love America. I love the principles of freedom that it was originally intended, that it was founded upon.
Absolutely.
But what I don't love at all is the government people that are dominating other individuals who are peaceful, who are not interested in supporting these government, these mad, insane government programs. So I don't hate anybody. I might pity some of the people involved in government, but I certainly don't hate them. They're all capable of changing their ways, and it's time they started doing business like adults instead of like bullies, sir.
I agree about the limited government. We need less of it. I'm behind you 100%. But when it comes down to terror, you know what? You can't get everyone. Osama bin Laden is hiding under some rock. We can't get him. Not that we failed.
Osama bin Laden is not after me.
Listen.
It's the government people that are after. If anybody's after me, they're calling themselves the government because I'm not interested in paying for their little services, and they might hurt me if I don't pay for their services. So I have nothing to fear from terrorists, but I do have something to fear from the government people now, don't I?
You know what?
So who are the real terrorists, sir?
You know who the real terrorists? The people who bombed us on 9/11. The people who are after us.
I wasn't bombed on 9/11.
Listen,
and they died.
If they had a chance, they'd kill you in 2 seconds. So
why would they do that?
I think that you're probably right. I think the terrorists would kill us because we're Americans, and they haven't thought it through entirely either. You know, they haven't thought, oh, well, there's probably people that disagree, and you know, they're on a terror campaign, and they want to have their own countries and do whatever it is that they want to do. But, you know, if we weren't in 131 nations of the U.N.
I'm
member states, if the United States wasn't in
let
occupying...
Let me ask you a question. Are we occupying... No, define occupation, because last time I remember, when an empire, if you would, occupy someone... I'm thinking back at the French
would
government
you?
Years back. I'm thinking back at the...
I can answer your question. How would you feel? Would you feel if, you know, the Red Chinese decided that the United States needed a little bit more military within its borders and they sent some troops over here to... They didn't want to enslave you. They just wanted to set up some bases here in America. Would you consider that an occupation?
Because we don't need it.
You didn't answer my question.
I don't feel we need it either, and I'll bet you the people of Saudi, some of the people in Saudi Arabia don't feel they need us there either. Now go. Now answer the question.
Listen, you know what? They invited us. Saudi Arabia invited us.
Answer
that
they did not.
Oh, who is they? See, this is the part that really comes down to it.
I
didn't invite the Chinese, and there's no politician out there that can say that it's okay that the Chinese put bases in America. They cannot speak for me. And the Saudi Arabian princes and kings can't speak for the Saudi Arabian people when they say, come on in, America, and make sure that our government stays instituted. The right of rebellion is inherent in humans. Remember, we rebelled against the king. They would have
Absolutely.
Called. He would have called us bad people. Well, now the Saudi
insurgents.
Arabian people can't rebel without defeating the United States Army. That's what they're trying to do, sir.
They ask us to help.
Who's they?
Who's they?
Stop this they
stuff.
Go
ahead and define it,
listen,
Mr. Collectivist.
Listen, hold on. If you guys would be... Listen. In 1991 or 1990, during the build-up Desert Shield, who asked the United States to put bases in Saudi Arabia to protect them against the threat of Iraq?
The princes and kings of Saudi Arabia.
Who runs Saudi Arabia?
Currently, the princes and kings, and you can be sure that the princes and kings aren't going anywhere because there's United States military there. We're supporting. Who made them the authority? Did you make them the authority? Look, authority means you've got a gun and you're willing to shoot somebody in the head if they don't pay attention. That's
what
authority means.
Try ignoring
a police officer and see how that goes for you, sir.
This is my first time calling. I'm going to keep calling because you guys are great.
Great. That'll be fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again, sir.
Government.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your call tonight. Do call back any old time. We love dissenting phone calls on this program. 800-259-9231.
As far as Ed and Javier go, I was definitely one of those Republicans, probably before the Bush administration came into power. I was a Republican before Republicans took over, because once they took over, I saw what the heck the Republican Party's about.
Let's talk a little more about the concept of authority, because a lot of people believe in this, and they've been inculcated by the government school system to believe in this concept of authority. Oh, he's got a badge and a uniform on. He must be an authority. Oh, there's a man in a lab coat. He's authoritative. And it's this sort of obedience to authority that we see throughout this culture is killing us on the inside. It really is so damaging, I think, to individual liberty. Look, the fact is, if you believe that all men are created equal, and anybody that calls himself a constitutionalist or whatever should be very familiar with that theme, if you believe that all men are created equal, then that means no one has authority over others. Mark, if you and I don't have authority over one another, we're equal. you can't grant some imaginary authority to some other person to rule over me.
Right.
It doesn't work. It's fantasy.
The only way that you can go after somebody and strip them of their life, liberty, or their pursuit of happiness is if they've aggressed on someone else, if they have done something to harm another person. So, maybe they dumped a bunch of used oil on their property and leached through and got on your property. Well, you deserve to be compensated for that. Or maybe that person, and they're definitely out there, the prisons are full of them, decided to do something violent to you. And they weren't a police officer, because they don't go to prison for that
yeah.
crap.
But if
they didn't have a badge and a gun, and they did something violent to you, you're right. They absolutely deserve to pay for that crime. Now, I would say that a better system is probably one of restitution over the sort of industrial incarceration that we have currently.
Absolutely.
Because it's just another big government program to employ correctional officers.
Let's continue here. Ben is on the line in Clearwater, listening on WFLA. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. What I noticed since 2000 gives me the impression that this government that we talk about was taken over. It was as if it was a bloodless coup by a group of people who wanted to purchase the use of our military. And to
I can't agree. I see where you're coming from, but nothing particularly changed in 2000. Just because a new administration came in didn't mean that all of a sudden a good government went bad. You can't have good government.
Waco and Ruby Ridge happened in the 90s.
You can't have good government. You can't give men who are fallible power over other men and expect them to be good about it. People get hurt when you do that, and that's what happens with all governments everywhere around the world, no matter how well crafted their constitutions were. Thank you for the call. More coming up. You can take control. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition broadcasting from the 2008 Porcupine Freedom Festival. More calls on the way, and this is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.